You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I'm very excited about our next guest. The great Vince Gill is on the line with us. Vinny, what's up?
Nothing much, dude. What's going on with y'all?
We're talking about mamas? Yes, talking about mamas because they make the world go round.
Well, tell us about your mom, Vince. What her name and what made her so special?
My mom's name is Jerene, J-E-R-E-N-E. I've only ever met two other people named Jerene in my life. And a Kansas farm girl, grew up hard and tough and everything. Life was common sense, and you better use common sense with whatever you do. And she's still around. She's 98 years old.
Woo!
Still in the house I grew up in when I was a little boy. She's been there for 63 years now in that house, and still doing pretty good.
Let me ask you this. When you're 16 or 17, when you got up and you moved to California, was she your biggest fan? Did she say, always be here for you? What was that like?
Probably broke her heart when I took off and got in the truck and moved to Kentucky when I just got out of high school. But, you know, I'll tell you, a couple of my favorite stories about my mom. One was after I'd, you know, done what I've been doing and had a lot of success and all that stuff, somebody was interviewing her, and they said, did it bother you that your son, you know, kind of went off on that gypsy life and didn't get an education and get a real job and that kind of stuff? And she smiled at him. She said, no, that didn't bother me. She said, I really didn't care much about having a rich kid. She said, but I sure did care about having a happy kid. And that music made my boy happy. So, you know, that's the kind of mama I had. Pretty amazing.
Do you remember, like, her reaction the first time she heard you on the radio?
You know, I don't know that I know the first time she heard me on the radio or saw me on TV or any of that. I remember the first time I heard me on the radio, but I wouldn't have known when that would have been the first time for her. She was really something. I'll tell you another great story. Do you guys remember the name Robert Orman?
Yes.
Who wrote, you know, articles for the Tennessee and Nashville Banner and always was doing the music reviews and things like that. Well, when I first moved to town back in 83, Robert did a big, you know, page on the life section of the Tennessean, you know, about this new kid coming to town, going to really tear it up, be the next big thing, blah, blah, blah. And it was a really sweet article, and I remember it. And then fast forward a bunch of years after that, I saw Robert somewhere. It's probably 15, 20 years later. And he said to me, he said, how's your mom? And I looked at him puzzled, and I said, well, she's fine, but why would you ask about her? And he said, well, he said, do you know how long I've done this, you know, writing reviews and talking people up and all that stuff? I said, yeah, forever. He goes, do you know how many thank you notes I've gotten in my career? And I said, no. And he goes, one. He said, I got one from your mother when I wrote that article about you in the Tennessean back when you first moved to town. And that kind of told me about all I needed to know about my mama.
Oh, that's awesome. Beautiful. We got to ask, though, Vince, can you remember the one time you made her so mad she was going to go get a switch on you?
Oh, she didn't spare the rod with me. I got whooped plenty, but the memory I have that kills me the most, where I felt the worst, was she'd gotten, you know, it's great and safe and got some new carpet in the little dinette where we ate breakfast and our dinner and stuff like that in a little small room. But she got some beautiful white carpet, and she's so excited about having it put in. And they put it in, and she was going to leave and go somewhere. And I was a big grape juice drinker. I like to drink grape juice. she said to me before she left, she said, now, whatever you do, don't you take any grape juice in on my brand new carpet. And of course I did, and spilled it. And I scrubbed, and I couldn't get the stain out, and I made my mom cry. Like, God, to this day, I still feel bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's something.
I don't drink grape juice anymore.
Amy's going to whip that butt. That's a good man.
That's so what have you been up to? I know every time, you know, we talk to you, you're working, you're doing something. You've been on the tour with the Eagles. What's been happening?
Yeah, that's been the majority of what's been going on the last 6 months. They have announced kind of their long goodbye tour and whatnot. But we recently got to do a really cool tribute show at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. for Jimmy Buffett. They had a bunch of artists come, and one of the artists was Paul McCartney.
Oh.
And, you know, and so he asked us to back him up and play Let It Be with him. So the Eagles backed up Paul McCartney singing Let It Be. And it was just an unbelievable moment for me to get to play a song with one of my heroes like that. And I went over and told him, I said, here's one of the reasons this is so special. When I was young, I said, the first slow dance I ever had with a girl was to Let It Be.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
So a lot of good stuff. A lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
I had a birthday the other day and turned 67, and I feel it.
Well, happy birthday.
All, I guess.
Well, it's funny. You know, one day you're with Paul McCartney, next day you're calling into the Chase and Big Joe show. So
it just keeps getting better.
Vince, this is like my favorite thing about, like, you have had a Hall of Fame career in your own right. Now you're just getting to have fun playing with Paul McCartney, a Beatle, and the Eagles, and all that. I mean, this is just amazing.
Well, it's kind of humorous because you couldn't have dreamed this up if you tried. You know, you're a young kid, and you go, yeah, someday I'm going to – this is the first record I ever bought with my own money was a Beatle record, and I loved them forever. I've got some little – Beatle dolls that I have put up here in my studio. And so you couldn't have dreamed and thought that ever would happen, you know? So I just answer the phone and show up. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
No doubt. Vince, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this today and talking about mamas.
All right. My pleasure. Good to hear from y'all.
Yeah, right. You too. Vince Gill joining us here on the Chasing Big Joe show, the Mother's Day edition. That's fantastic.
Oh,
we have another special guest coming up. We'll put a bow on things.
Yep.
And this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.